three doors down, let me be myself. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Tricia, and it's time to talk about bugs with Amy Aldendorfer from the Hardin County Extension Office. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It's a little cold this morning.
It's a little chilly.
But the bugs are out.
They are.
They are out and about.
All the kinds of bugs.
Yeah. So you said you saw some bugs yesterday.
I did. I happened to be at the dog park, and there's these little mounds of soil that I thought, oh, they're ant hills, you know. But they were not. They had a big hole in them. So I figured it out. They're ground bees.
Ground bees.
Probably orchard bees.
Okay.
So there's a blue orchard bee and a green orchard bee, and they lay their eggs in the ground, and then they hatch out, and then they go find the trees.
So how long are they getting ready to hatch?
They have pupated, and they are full grown adults ready to go pollinate some flowers.
So interesting. Yeah. So if you're walking around, so people bring their dogs to the dog park to let their dogs run around. You bring, and then the dogs run around, and then you're down on the ground looking at the, trying to figure out what the bugs are?
Absolutely. Well, a friend of mine had texted me a picture. She's like, are these harmful? I'm like, no, they're. She's like, because her dog does not do well with bees. He's allergic. Okay. So she's like, are they going to sting? I'm like, no, they're not going to sting. They're good to go. You probably won't even notice they're about the size. Nah, they're about the size of like a carpenter ant, like a bigger ant.
Oh.
But they're not harmful.
That's small, though.
And they're pollinators. They're small. We need them.
Yes. They're about like a third the size of a honeybee.
Yeah.
And you would never notice they were there.
Interesting. You know, we all need an Amy Aldendorfer.
Sure.
We all need an Amy
in our lives. To calm us down and explain things.
I do a lot of like calming down and like, it's okay. You know, the big freeze that we had, they're like, what do we do? I'm like, we have to wait until those plants start to grow before we know if we need to trim them back or, you know, frosted, you know, are they dead? We don't know yet.
So it's too soon to tell.
It's too soon to tell. Yeah.
Even though they look like they're still alive.
They could be. And they most likely are.
Okay.
At least parts of them.
All right.
See. So we went from bugs to plants really fast. Right. Sorry.
There was no transition.
Well, back to bugs again.
Back to bugs.
I got into my barn last night to get out my lawnmower and dig around it. I'm like, well, I'll probably find, you know, some, as I call them, dirt daubers or something. Didn't find any evidence of any kind of stinging, flying insect in there. But this is that season when you're going to start running into them. I have never on any of the property I've ever lived on or anywhere I've ever lived or been or worked had a hornet's nest, but boy, those are bad.
They can be.
What do you do to prevent that? I've heard this rumor about a garbage bag or a plastic bag. What do you do with a bag to keep a hornet's nest from forming?
It's more like you've staked out territory by another hornet. So, you know, those big paper wasp nests.
Oh,
if you put up like a paper sack, like hang it upside down, the rumor is that that's like a bald-faced hornet nest that's up in a tree. So other hornets or other wasps won't come because they are predatory and they are carnivores. So they will eat other wasps. So you've staked out the territory as a bald-faced hornet area. No other wasp is going to come in and nest because they're going to be predated on by the bald-faced hornets.
Well,
but you're tricking them.
Be predated on.
No. That's your word of the day. Predated.
Yes, thank you for that. All right. So any other bugs that we need to be looking for at this point?
As it gets warmer, check for termites. If you get some swarms, call those professionals because they know how to do it.
So. All right. And happening this Saturday, the opening day for the farmers market.
I know. They have a whole slew of events going on this weekend.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. So it might be a little chilly in the mornings, but they open at 7. At 9 o'clock, they're giving away the trees. The conservation department gives away seedling trees. And they have all sorts of stuff going on.
So get your free trees.
Get your free trees. And then head to the extension office because it's also Homemaker Bazaar weekend.
Ooh, that's exciting.
That is exciting.
Oh, I love this time of year.
And we're going to blink and it'll be time for the Master Gardener Plant Fair.
Absolutely. That's in May.
Yeah,
that's May 20.
Wow. Going to be here before you know it. All right, Amy Aldendorfer. We talked about bugs. We talked about plants. We talked about trees and
farmers market.
Homemakers.
Homemakers, everything.
All kinds of stuff.
We do all of it, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We are Quixie 98.3.